This is Freedom ERP with a Above Top Secret Member podcast, and today I just wanted to talk about a thread I'd seen in the General Conspiracy Discussion Forum, which is a possible military coup in the United Kingdom by ATS member Infinity, who is also one of the subject matter experts. First of all, Infinity, great subject. I have posted on it as well, but I thought I'd drop a quick podcast. I like the idea of your thought processes here of a possible military coup in the UK, and Infinity sort of starts the thread off with some quotes and some links to some news stories about a lot of concern within senior military figures about the way the military is being treated, and they're becoming disillusioned with the government. I touched on this a little bit in one of my podcasts about UK politics, about some of the very senior military leaders basically ambushed the government about lack of commitment, lack of spending, and the fact that the defence secretary is in his own job, he's also Minister for Scotland. But just to sort of take that viewpoint, a military coup in the United Kingdom. Sort of, I suppose, my first instance or view of that one would be highly unlikely, but I suppose we'd have to sit down and sort of almost define what do we think a military coup would entail in the United Kingdom. And I'd split that into two elements, removal of the government and the removal of the monarchy. And somehow I would see, if there were ever a coup in the United Kingdom, to be much more removal of the government rather than removal of the monarchy. Would make an interesting constitutional point, but to my mind they are discrete and separate areas. Whilst of course it would probably put the monarchy in an incredibly interesting position if there were a coup that actually deposed or took out a government, I would see that being more likely. The reason I don't see a sort of coup against the military is probably a historic, and there's been a very close mingling and interlinking between the monarchy and the military. And you know, for those who have come to the UK or who even live in the UK and see things like Trooping the Colour and all the pomp and ceremony, a lot of that is sort of military based. So I don't see the military potentially mounting a coup to depose or get rid of the monarchy. I would see it far more, maybe they were unhappy with what a government was doing. So I'd see that as being the more logical viewpoint here. And I don't know, Infinity, whether that was where you were going. Was it a coup against the monarchy, or a coup against a country, or a coup against the government? So let me just explore that, a coup against the government. Is it possible? I have to say I still actually think no. I don't think there's no signs. I don't think we're anywhere near a coup. I think the military are very unhappy with the way they're being treated, and you know what they're expected to do with limited resources. But then you have to turn that round and say, you know, there is a finite amount of money that can be gained by tax generation and tax revenue opportunities. And you know, there are probably a lot of people who sort of think, why are we involved in Iraq and Afghanistan? You know, shouldn't we be spending the money elsewhere? Subject of a different debate, but sort of interesting to see what would happen. I know in your original post you sort of talk about, was there a who was plotting an army coup against one of the Labour politicians in the late 60s and 70s called Harold Wilson, who there's a lot of conspiracy theories that there were probably some very serious discussions about getting rid of him. He was always felt to be a Russian spy or a Soviet spy, so that's interesting. But just sort of thinking about it a little bit more, how would a coup happen? Well, yeah, a coup could happen, even with some of the deployments overseas. You know, there's more than enough people in the military in the United Kingdom to be able to do that. So I don't see this. You can't rule this one out. You know, the obvious things would be, you know, they'd have to take control of, you know, certainly the major airports. So you'd probably see Gatwick and Heathrow, Stansted, Luton, Birmingham, Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Bristol airports all being secured, so to speak. And then theoretically they're going to have to take control of the media, maybe get some imposition of martial law, and then have a way to run the government. When you take over the government, what in effect are you doing? Well, to my mind, you're just getting rid of the political leaders, those who have been either elected or voted for. You typically don't get rid of the mechanisms of government. So I can't honestly see the civil servants not continuing to run, the people, the public servants not going to work to continue to provide essential services. I would see any military coup as just getting rid of the political leaders. And is there the stomach in the United Kingdom from the people? Would we actually be involved? I suppose it's sort of something that would be very, very alien to us. You know, we had our civil war hundreds of years ago. We protest occasionally on the streets about things. There have been protests about the Iraq war. There have been protests about hunting. But, you know, in essence, I think we're a fairly quiet people. We don't typically get up in arms. So I think it could happen. I don't see any evidence of it happening. I don't see things moving around. You don't sort of hear, you know, interesting comments. But I think it is interesting that it's an interesting post. So my view would be on a possible coup in the United Kingdom currently. Fairly unlikely. To depose the monarchy would almost be bet against that one. Getting rid of the unelected government. Yeah, I could see that happening. The military are well placed to do that one. And I'd have to think that if the military are going to do it, there's probably going to be a lot of help and assistance from the intelligence services and the secret services. There's probably going to be help from senior parts of the police and other emergency services. So, you know, I think if things got to the stage where the military felt they had to do something, I'd see this country being in a fairly desperate state. And depending on what was going on and how any removal of political power was done, just how much would the people of the country get up in arms? Yes, of course, people will always get up in arms, but I just wonder. That would be an interesting thing to think about. So just wanted to promote that thread. So that's a possible military coups in the United Kingdom. It is in general conspiracy discussions, possible military coup in the United Kingdom, and that is by ATS member Infinity. Hope I've got that right. It looks like it says Infinity. Great topic. I just thought I'd pop a podcast because sometimes I can express myself better in a podcast than I can writing. And thank you very much for listening. That's coming up on 8 minutes. And this has been a member podcast from AboveTopSecret.com.